Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much, Chair. And ministers, I would like to thank the organizers and for the possibility to participate in this panel discussion. As you are aware, Chair, and as you said, Senegal is a country which, in terms of its borders with Mali and its border with Mauritania as well, the Senegal River has its source in Guinea. Senegal is crossed by the Gambia River as well, which also comes to Guinea-Bissau in Gambia and also has its source in Guinea. And on 11 March 1972, the heads of states of Mauritania, Senegal, and Mali decided to set up an organization for the utilization of the Senegal River waters. They were joined in 2006 by Guinea. This organization for the enhancement of the Senegal River is also twinned with the Gambia River. There's a similar organization for the Gambia River, and these organizations were put in place so that the shared waters would not become a source of conflict, but would be a source of peace and security and development through governance bodies at the highest level of the states. There's a conference of heads of states and government, the supreme body. There is a council of ministers for water and energy. And we also have an executive body, which is the High Commissioner's Office. And in this respect, I would like to convey my apologies from a commissar who's in a meeting in Lausanne, who will be with us this afternoon. So I would like to weigh in on this question as Minister of Water for Senegal, but also as Minister and serving President of the Council of Ministers for the Organization for the Enhancement of the Senegal River. So the structure, you have the governing bodies at the level of heads of state, you have experts from the High Commissioner's Office, but at the same time, you have joint projects. HELVES was created on the tripartite basis. The first level, first tier, is the implementation of the hydroelectric component. Today, part of the electricity utilized in Senegal comes from the dams that have been set up in Mali on the Senegal River. But these dams are viewed as joint works that operate on an extraterritorial basis. Also in Mauritania and Nouakchott, these dams also provide electricity for Senegal as well. Part of the water that is used in Bamako, Mali, comes from the Senegal River as well and is regulated by a standing commission for HELVES waters. Part of the water used in Senegal further comes from the Senegal River and part from the water used in Mauritania. So, as you can see, this is the second tier. This is the water provision and irrigation. And the third component is navigation. The Senegal River also has an office in Saint-Louis. Mali is a landlocked country that does not have access to these rivers. And the third component was launched by a commercial contract signed a year ago by HELVES to ensure the navigability between the mouth in Saint-Louis and Ambibi, which is 900 kilometers further, and which will enable Mali to have access to these rivers. At the same time, this is a means of ensuring peace and trust and diplomacy between states. However, this organization, like its sister organization, participates in the development of the countries and fosters their development. With regard to the LVG, we have a dam that we plan to build on the Gambia River, which will provide electricity both for Guinea-Bissau, for Gambia, and for Senegal as well. This is a 389 million euro construction site funded by international financing authorities, and this construction site will kick off soon. So with regard to Gambia, we have a project that will enable us to ensure peace between the four states in the region and also make sure that we have means for development via the production of electricity.